Sherry L's brother, Mike DiStefano, with you on Leafs Lunch, as always. And we've got 5 minutes with my buddy, Corwin McCallum. Corwin, how's it going, man?
Shit's good. How's it going with you guys?
We're doing well.
Know. We're great. We're great. We've been enjoying your pregame bits in, during Leafs games, Corwin. And this week, especially, because we were all just so captivated by Kodak Black's appearance at the Panthers game. But
I like
you have
called a performance.
That's a good
perspective on it. It was quite the performance. It was quite the scene. Like, you know, I couldn't believe the buzz that this guy. Well, I actually can believe it based on what had actually gone down. But you know, all press is good press at the end of the day. And I think this is like a perfect example of it, because the amount of, you know, Panthers and NHL coverage that this got, like, around the Twitter sphere, around the sports scene, was just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, maybe leagues will start employing this strategy more. You know, like, honestly, hey, I think maybe the CFL was ahead of the game on this. Because I remember, like, again, I'm going to go with the narrative that they're dancing, okay? They're dancing at the Panthers game. And I remember, like, back in the day when I was working, Julia, you'd know about these shifts where you're just doing, like, CFL clipping shifts or something. And then there was, like, a Flo Rida concert at a Saskatchewan Rough Riders game, and then the dancers he brought out and everything. It was just such a weird scene at halftime of a Rough Riders game. It was like, so, you know, I think the CFL really started this, and Kodak Black just really perfected it in the NHL.
Yeah, that's what we'll call it. Anyway, it was just the wildest thing. I can't decide if it was good for hockey or bad for hockey, but it definitely brought eyeballs to hockey. Though it does, like, I don't know if it's like, you go to a hockey game, this is what you do. I don't know. I don't know if it was good or bad, but it was something.
My
All-star
favorite was
game.
Just the video. My favorite was just the video of, like, the management staff, like Luongo and all them, right beside, looking over, and they're just like, what is this guy doing? Is this really
and
happening
Luongo-
right now?
And then Luongo tweets about it.
It was great. Like, it was fantastic. I loved every second of that entire situation.
It's mostly hilarious. Because I feel like the NHL is run by people that are exactly like my uncles and my dad. And I was trying to think of how my uncles or my dad would like react to this situation. Like, it would be exactly like this. They would just ignore it and pretend it never happened.
Yeah, we didn't dance like this back in my day. Didn't dance like this. Not quite the same type of dancing. A conversation with Corey McCallum from Bar Down. Look, the All-Star game, the rosters were announced yesterday, and there's been quite a bit of rage out there because some of the names that were left off the list. And we asked you to compile kind of a top five list, five guys who you think were considered some of the biggest snubs in your opinion. So I'm going to give you the floor here. Who are the guys who you're going to campaign for and say got absolutely robbed here of an All-Star game?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm going to focus in on a couple more in a second, but, like, the main names that I'm kind of looking at here is the Nazem Kadri, Brad Marchand, I think Jakob Markstrom, or Jacob Markstrom, I think Aaron Ekblad.
Yeah.
And my fifth one here, so... I don't know.
Gotta be Marchand.
I would say, pardon?
Gotta be Brad Marchand.
I said him. He was my second one. And then Mikko Rantanen, I think, is probably my fifth one. But I can't believe some of the people on these rosters are just insane. And I know, obviously, we all know why. Everybody's been tweeting about, we shouldn't have one per team. It should just be, choose the best players in the league. And obviously, that's not the case. But it's absurd. That Rasmus Dahlin and again, good players, and I think they could be great in the future, but Rasmus Dahlin and Nick Suzuki being on the Atlantic team is just ridiculous.
The
biggest thing for me is, I don't know if you guys ever have this, where like when somebody's like arguing that a player's good or something, and they're like, oh well, they were an all-star, it's like I never want to hear that argument in my life again.
We were talking about that too.
Worst. it's the worst accolade now. Like, it's lost all value because anytime you say someone was an all-star, you have to wait and find out if their team was terrible and they were the only good player.
What year were they an all-star? Was this back in 2007 when it actually meant something, or the 90s where it meant something, or is it 2022 where Cam Talbot with a 300 goals against is considered an all-star? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you're right. It does lose its luster to now be proclaimed as an all-star because of just the way that they're going about declaring all-stars. It's actually degrading to me to this point to the game a little bit.
I couldn't agree more, and like I mean the Nazem Kadri one is the most insane one that I've maybe ever seen. For the guy's second in the league in points per game. He's like a dream player for any team, unless you need him for like playoffs games 3-7 or something. But like kind of important, you know. Maybe he'll have better luck in the future. But I just like, he's having a ridiculous season, and I don't even understand. It makes no sense. Like, he's on pace for like over, what is it, 120, 130 points, and like, can't crack an all-star lineup that like Nick Suzuki's in.
Yeah, the Nick Suzuki one is such a red flag.
He's one-tenth behind Connor McDavid in points per game. Like, Connor McDavid and Nazem Kadri essentially tied for points per game around the league. It's insane that he's not going to be represented. He was put on the vote in
fan
ballot,
still.
But just he shouldn't have to get voted in. He should have been honored with a spot in the game, in my opinion. Like, it's just,
and obviously I'm sure some of the snubs will be fixed by those vote in things, and like, that's, it's just, but yeah, the initial list just feels ridiculous.
Corwin, really appreciate you joining us, and have a great weekend, pal.
Thanks. Yeah, you too.
All right, there he goes, Corey McCallum from Bar Down. And hopefully, you know, we do see some of these guys get voted in. And by the time the All-Star game comes around, it won't have to be a discussion that Nazem Kadri isn't there because he will be voted in. That's what
I'm
hoping
crazy.
Happens.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, let's hope. So, you know, fans, get out there, go vote. First and foremost, John Tavares, captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs, he's available. Go out there, make sure that he's on the Atlantic team. And then your second should be former Maple Leaf Nazem Kadri. Make sure he gets out there.